In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Happy, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am so excited because we've got another fan favorite in the studio with us. Help me welcome Miss Grace from MWR. Grace, how are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you this morning. It's been a while since we've had a show. So I'm just so excited, ecstatic to be here this morning with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Yeah. As always, I so appreciate it. And I love when you walk in because it's always bright smiles.
Oh,
every time you come into
so
the studio.
You're so sweet for
saying
that.
It lights up the Tuesday. And as always, we have our questions of the day. I've got to ask you, so in light of National Donut Day, if you could design your dream donut, what would it look like?
So I'm a huge fan of fresh fruit, so I'd probably go with like a really good raspberry center, some type of like raspberry glaze, and then I would probably add some white chocolate glaze on the outside, and then I think some maybe dehydrated berries on top of the donut.
That is the coolest, bougiest donut I have ever
heard. Dunkin' Donuts, I hope you're ready for the rush today.
I hope so. And chock full of nuts, everybody. Everybody's getting it.
Yes.
Today in light of National Donut Day.
Oh my gosh, we're in the studio drooling over our imaginary donuts.
Make sure you keep it here. We've got a lot more to cover with Grace from MWR when we return. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you on this beautiful Tuesday. America's best. Welcome back to the studio. You are tuned in to The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, and boy, am I excited because we've got a great guest in the studio. If you're just joining us, we have Grace from MWR. Hello again, Grace.
Hello again.
We've been talking all things donuts. We've been talking about donuts. We've been talking about events, and I just want to say this before we get started. I know we talked about this during the break, but I want to give a huge, huge kudos to MWR. I am still like reeling from the festival. I thought it was absolutely amazing. If you've never been, it was tremendous. Like, it really was. I worked the event and I still had a great time.
Yeah, well, that's so kind of you to say, EJ. And everybody, a round of applause for our MWR ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
Eloise Johnson.
Look at that. I thought we were talking about somebody else. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You, definitely you.
No, that is amazing. I absolutely love all of the efforts that went into that event.
Thank
we were talking
you.
About the amusement park rides. Who ever heard of amusement park rides on base?
Yeah.
That is absolutely wild. Face painting, which I thought was pretty amazing. The kids are pretty excited about it. The pony rides, everything. The live fire performance as well. Just absolutely tremendous. So
well, thank you so much.
I'm
we
still
really
thinking
appreciate
about it.
That.
I'm still
oh,
thinking
so
about
kind
it.
Of you.
Indeed. So speaking of which, I know MWR, as always, has so much going on. I've actually perused the magazine.
Oh, fabulous.
It is wild this month, and I'm kind of excited about it. So tell us, what are we looking forward to?
Yeah, so something that's really awesome moving into this month, because this month is Military Family Month. We're going to be doing a couple events, but the first event we have is a bowling event at Spare Time. So on Wednesday, November 6th from 1:30 to 6 p.m., all ages are welcome. You can celebrate the month of the military family at Spare Time with a free game of bowling per person, including shoe rental. So you can come in to bowl with your family, and the first game is on us.
Love it. Love it. And let me tell you, Spare Time bowling is amazing. The creativity that goes into the events that are created is just absolutely phenomenal. And not to mention, this month I've actually noticed that they have even more events that are being offered. So if you have not taken a look at MWR's magazine for this month, it is incredible. I absolutely love it. And I'm a huge fan of Spare Time bowling anyway,
yeah.
So that is huge. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and moving forward with Spare Time Bowling, too, they're actually doing this event as well. So you actually bowl a turkey, you win a turkey. So,
so
perfect
crazy.
For your Thanksgiving feast. You can strike it big this holiday season, knock down the pins to get three strikes in a row, and win a actual turkey to take home for the big feast for Thanksgiving. So gather friends, test your skills, and get ready for this festive fun at Spare Time. This will be on Thursday, November 14th from 12 to 8 p.m. p.m. And then coming into Friday as well, November 15th from 1:30 to 5 p.m. And this is for all ages. So one win per person, and it's regularly priced games only. But yeah, win a turkey.
Can you
physical
imagine
turkey.
An yes. actual turkey winning that? Like, I for me, it has to be that story when you're at the Thanksgiving table and everybody's like, we couldn't find a turkey anywhere. Where did you find this turkey?
Yep.
And somebody just comes down and says, I had three consecutive strikes at Spirit Time Bowling. That's how I got
what
this turkey.
What a story. What a memory.
That is an incredible
table.
Story to tell.
Yes, it is.
I absolutely love that one. No, that's incredible. Yeah. So I know we've got so much to discuss, and I'm actually very interested in our upcoming event, just because it's something that MWR puts on often, but it kind of lines those pockets with money. So if people are really looking to make some money, this is a great way to do it. Fun way to do it.
I know. Bingo is every Thursday. We did skip last week, of course, because it was Halloween, but bingo is back this Thursday, November 7th. We have a jackpot at $3,500, so it's getting up there,
I will say.
Remember, doors open at 5 p.m., and bingo starts at 6 p.m. in the MWR chart room. It's $25 per person per package, and extra jackpot cards are available for $10 each. Bingo is for ages 18 and up only, so no children are allowed, and you can try your luck with 9 regular games with a $100 payout each, and a jackpot game that will, again, Thursday night will be the $3,500, but it starts at $2,500, and it goes up $500 each week that no one wins. So, and Connections Bar is always open if you'd like to grab a drink or grab food over at Pizza Hut while you play bingo.
That is wild. The amount of money that you can get just from playing bingo.
I know.
You know, that is absolutely insane.
I think
I love
our
it.
Last winner hit $6,000, so that's
unbelievable. Ooh, I can think of a few debts that I can pay off with $6,000.
I know, right? A few trips we could plan.
I know. I'm all over the MWR tours, too. I think I would invest in
you
that.
You are,
I
yes.
absolutely would. No, that is incredible. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We're going to be playing some sugar-inspired songs today, just in light of National Donut Day. Why stop at donuts when we can have ice cream, right? We just continue.
Absolutely.
We'll continue to keep it sweet today. Make sure you stay tuned. We've got a lot more to cover with Grace from MWR when we return. You're listening to 105.5. You are tuned into The Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And if you are just tuning in, we are very excited. We've got Grace from MWR who is blessing us with her presence. We've been talking some really cool things about what MWR has going on for you guys. And we've got some even more exciting events that's coming up. One in particular I am very excited about. But before we get there, we've got an advanced screening that's happening as
yes.
well. I love when we get things in advance.
I know, right?
I love this.
How could you be upset?
Exactly.
And it's free advanced screening.
Mm-hmm.
So of Red One, so this is a new Christmas movie that's coming out with The Rock, Lucy Liu, a couple other really famous actors and actresses. And the synopsis is, after Santa Claus, codename Red One, is kidnapped, the North Pole's head of security must team up with the world's most infamous bounty hunter in a globe-trotting, action-packed mission to save Christmas.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I know, it sounds awesome. So we are super excited. We get it, again, advanced screening, we get it before it's even released. So this is on Saturday, November 9th at 5 p.m. at Midtown 2 Theaters. You can be among one of the first to experience the magic of this movie before it hits theaters. So just remember, please, you must reserve your tickets in advance for free online by November 8th. So just in a couple days, 3 days.
Yeah.
So just go onto our website, click the movie theater section, and you'll scroll down and you'll be able to see how you can reserve your ticket right there.
You know what? I'm beyond excited because I guess I didn't realize that The Rock was in this movie.
Yeah.
And there is just something about him. I love his humor. I never see it coming.
Yes.
But when it finally shows, I'm like, that is a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's a really funny guy.
He is really versatile and all the things that he's played.
Yeah.
I mean, in Jungle Cruise, like,
right.
He is hilarious to me in that movie with Emily Blunt. So I'm really excited to see this movie. I think it's going to be a great one.
This is so very random, but and we were just actually talking about like stand-up comedians and things like that. I actually happened to see like this clip. You may have even seen it for those of you that are listening, and you may have even seen it where it had Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, and he was actually like trick-or-treating. So Kevin Hart just shows up to his door, and he's all dressed up, and he's actually dressed like The Rock was back in the today.
No.
And The Rock doesn't even recognize him. And he's like, who are you supposed to be? And he's like, I'm you. Like, it is the funniest thing in the world.
Those
and he's still
two
waiting
guys,
for candy.
Those two guys together are hilarious.
They really are.
They're awesome.
They have their own dynamic, which, I mean, just by looking at them, they are already funny without even opening their mouths.
Yes.
But the way they come together and their chemistry, it is phenomenal.
It is.
I'm here for it.
Yes.
I absolutely love it. And this is kind of a really cool segue, too, to something else we have to look forward to as well.
Yeah. So speaking of comedians, we have an awesome comedy tour coming to Sigonella on Sunday, November 24th. And this is Ashley Gudermuth. It'll be Ashley Gudermuth and Friends, but she is our main comedian. If you guys are not familiar with her, she is a pretty famous actress and stand-up comedian. She's been on Jimmy Fallon, and she has over 600 million views on social media, and she is hilarious. And I think one thing great about her is that she is a military spouse.
That is wild.
And she really does open up her comedian shows to the military community.
Yeah.
So I think this is going to be awesome for all of us, whether you're active duty, a dependent, a child, you know, a child, you have to be 18 and up, but still, children at 18, to see her talk about all things military life, and in a funny way. So we're really excited. Doors will open at 4 p.m. on November 24th, and the show will start at 5 p.m. Again, this is for ages 18 and up only. This is a free show. Free tickets should be reserved in advance starting November 12th at Community Recreation or the Liberty Center. So just stop by Comrec or the Liberty Center, grab your ticket. It'll be reserved, and enjoy the show. It's going to be a great one. I can't wait to see her. It's hilarious. And look her up before you guys come to the show, because she's got some great videos online.
That's a good point. And you know she's legit because she's been featured on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
Which is amazing. And personally, not that I have anything against civilian comedians. I think some of them are pretty funny. But there's something about having a comedian or comedian that can speak to the military community specifically. Because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear this. This is what we go through day in and day out. I need somebody that can speak right into my lifestyle.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great deal of fun.
Yes,
I really do.
Me as well.
I really do. And this is very different. I've been looking forward to this for months now. Well, I've actually had a conversation with MWR about this, and I was like, ooh, a comedy show coming to NASSIG. I'm beyond excited. So we're going to continue to push that information out for those of you so that you can get your tickets in advance, not just for the advanced showing of Red One, but also for this comedy show that's coming up as well. So it should be a really great time. We're going to continue to keep things going with our sugar-inspired songs today, because I'm feeling
what better
sugar.
Way for Tuesday. Yes.
It's just a sweet Tuesday. What can you say to that?
Sweet Tuesday, everybody.
You're listening to 105.9.
Never been to heaven.
You are tuned in to The Morning Buzz. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and we've got Grace from MWR. So much, as always, is going on within MWR. And now we're talking about a really great event. It's amazing. We are getting closer to Christmas.
I know.
That is
wild.
Can
you believe it?
I'm still stuck in June. I can't believe that.
Where did October go?
That's what I want to
know. I had this conversation the other day with a lady, and I was like, I think I blinked.
That's it.
And we were into November. I don't feel like I even experienced October.
Which is wild, because I always expect the Christmas advertisements to come early and earlier. I notice that every year. And I say to myself now, because it shows up so early, it's not Halloween until it's Christmas, because I always see Christmas happening, and I'm just like, okay, this is definitely a lot earlier.
I know. Halloween is so awesome, but it doesn't hold a candle to the explosion of Christmas comes so fast once we hit those fall months.
That's true. That's very true. Christmas has a life all its own.
Yes,
but I love it,
though,
because we've got SIGS the season that's coming up, right?
Yes. So our holiday festival, this is our next Big Four festival, and we're super excited to bring some joy this holiday season with our Six of Season event. It'll be in Midtown on NAS1 on Friday, December 6th. So mark your calendar. We have a lot of things going on. We'll start off from 4 to 8 p.m. will be all of the fun things. So we have the tree lighting, craft vendors, letters to Santa, arts and crafts, the glue vine, photos with Santa, cookie decorating, holiday music, and an ugly sweater contest.
Because it's not Christmas without an official official ugly sweater contest.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. Yes.
I love it so much.
And then we're going to kind of close the doors and open it up to adults only, 18 and up, from 8 p.m. to midnight. And we'll have an awesome holiday trivia with karaoke and connections. We'll have awesome ornament painting. If you had the chance to do that last year, I personally did. I will have that ornament forever. It's so beautiful. We'll have the glue vine as well, and then just some other fun games and activities. So we're really looking forward to kicking off the holiday season with you, everybody in the Sigonella community. We're super excited. It's gonna be a great night.
This
on
is incredible.
December 6th, yes.
And I love it because it just resonates with the kid in me. There's just always, like, I don't care how adult you are. When Christmas comes along, you remember what it was like when you were a kid.
Of course.
And you're just sitting there waiting on Santa.
Yeah.
With those little cookies.
I know.
Miserable glass of milk. And you're just waiting, right? You're just waiting in the off chance that you might actually get to see something you weren't supposed to see.
I know. And some parents are really creative. My father was really creative. He would actually chew up the carrot and spit it out into the yard and do the footprints in the snow. And I mean, it's so fun. I don't have children yet, but I can imagine maybe one day in the future I will do crazy things like that.
That is so incredible. I love that.
Yes.
That
is yes. Oh, I have so much more. Yeah. Oh, so much more fun things as a child during the holiday season, during Christmas. It's a very special time for the whole world.
I think the only memory I have of my father is we were trying to stream up these Christmas lights, but for some reason, we were so silly growing up, we would take these lights and we just put them alongside the doorway, and he would continuously just walk in and walk right on the lights. Step on the lights and break them.
Ow.
And we would look, we're like, Dad, stop stepping on the lights. He just kept doing it. And I was like, you know what? I guess it's not Christmas until Dad's stepping on the lights.
Yeah, absolutely. Or light bulbs blown, right?
That's it.
Just all the lights.
Stringing a bunch of blown lights across the house. It was wild.
Yep.
It was absolutely wild. So I know we've also been talking a little bit about, in addition to everything that's going on, for people that are really, really interested, we've got the November preview is now out.
Yes.
I love it. In full circulation.
Yes. So just remember, guys, every month, usually about the 26th before that next month, we release the newest preview magazine that we print in-house, and we put together. All of the facilities work hard to put that together, and it is physically, you can pick one up in your hand at every MWR facility. You can also go to any of our social media online platforms and view the preview digitally. And then the only thing I want to say otherwise is we always are live and active on our social media platforms. It's very important that you know what's going on with MWR facilities. So I was just telling EJ, we actually have a physical pinned facility update post, and we constantly are updating all of the information on that post. If there is a water outage, or if the power is out, or if the pool is not working, or if the locker rooms are closed, or anything like that. So, and also on our Facebook stories and our Instagram stories too, we're really trying to make sure that everybody knows what's going on.
And that's really
facility. So
I'm so very glad that you mentioned that, because that's incredibly important with the way that MWR, you guys are just always all over the place. You really, really are. And let me just say, because we do get the magazine and we do have the opportunity to kind of just pour over a lot of the events that's happening with MWR, I'm going to kind of take this little shameful plug here. But MWR is incredible when it comes to these things. Not only do they keep you up to date with what's going on with the events, but they also keep you actively engaged within the community with other service members as well. Not to mention the fact that MWR also prints these magazines. The fact that all of this is done in-house, they are really making moves and really big efforts to your best interest. So please take advantage of the events that's being offered to you. Also pick up the magazine, or you can even take a look at the magazine. If you go to MWR Sigonella's Facebook page, you can take a look at the preview. And let me just say this, I'm always excited. Those last couple days of every month to be able to see the events that are coming up for the next month.
Yes.
And it's always different. We always see some familiar faces, but then I see some really interesting things happening, and I'm like, man, this is going to be a good month. This is going to be a fantastic month. So for those of you MWR, and of course to you, Grace. I can't thank you enough for being here in the studio, for making these events possible to keep us actively engaged in the community and to keep us updated with what's going on with MWR. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you so much for all of those kind words, and we're here for the community. That's why we're here. Don't forget the mission of why we wake up every day and are a part of this community, this amazing community. There's so much love and support and amazing things happening in this community every day. And it's MWR's job to make sure that that energy continues no matter what.
I love it. And there's nobody better that brings the energy than MWR. So thank you so much.
Thank you
so
much, EJ.
We really appreciate you. For all of our listeners out there, here is a really cool opportunity for you to step in and get involved. Have a great time in the process too. Win a little bit of money and even take advantage of some of these events that are made available to you in advance. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. And meanwhile, we're going to continue to keep the music going as always. We've decided that we're just going to add a little sugar to your day, right? So we're just going to keep things nice and sweet to keep that Tuesday morning of yours going very well. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That's the station serving you America's best.